what are we gonna, like, have you ever seen a giant? Have you seen a giant?
Y'all still gonna learn today.
I saw one time I saw a giant turn into an eagle and make it to a big game. So, we'll see.
What you did there. I like that.
I see that too.
Welcome back to Charge It to the Game, Game of Thrones Rewatch Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin, best beard on the podcast. And I'm joined by my co-hosts, Gingy, my love, and TJ. And Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
Oh my God. Yo, that video might have like defined my childhood.
That's such a good one.
Video might have like turned me into the man I am today.
Ooh. Hey guys.
Howdy.
Welcome.
Now I see why you muted me.
There was so much for you to argue with in there.
Oh, I just shit.
Get it all out. But
best
yeah.
Best beard on the podcast. James's face was priceless.
Right? Like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I mean, he told you last week you had the second best beard. He didn't say who had the first because he didn't have to.
I did not. If this was like a video podcast, it'd be obvious.
Oh, okay.
Well, this week on this audio podcast, we are discussing Game of Thrones Season 4, Episode 7, Mockingbird, an air date of May 18th, 2014. Written by David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, directed by Alex Sarkaroff, and had a rating of 7.2 million. Highest rated episode of this season.
I was like, first time in the sevens too, right?
Yeah. Oh, Ginge. Ginge is like, absolutely, I don't think so. What a waste. I'll tell you, before you even shook your head, this morning when I was getting my notes ready, I made a guess at your blind ranking. And you shook your head, and I'm feeling pretty confident right now.
What's the lowest number left? I think that's where that's gonna go. Whatever the lowest number left is.
There it is.
But to be fair, this episode is better on a rewatch than it is on your first watch through. Because yeah. There's a lot of this sets up a lot of shit coming forward. So
this basically just gives us the rest of it, and
yeah, like if you know what's coming, like it's a great episode. If you don't know what's coming, it's like, holy shit, I could have napped an hour.
I knew what's coming.
We'll see then. Well, you guys ready to get started?
Yeah, but before we get started, shout out to Bugger 01234.
Thank you. I wrote that on here and then like completely skipped over it. Yes, thank
new,
you.
Wow. New review. So said 5 stars, awesomeness. So we appreciate it.
We really do. Wow. Made my day when I saw it.
Mine too.
5 stars.
5 stars.
We have a 4.6 rating?
Yeah, 4.6 on Apple.
That one Drake fan did us in.
Yeah, it killed us. Would be a 5-star rating, but that one person who didn't even leave a criticism.
Right? Just 1 star and kept pushing.
And if I'm putting 1 star on anything, I'm gonna say my piece. I'm gonna tell you why it's horrible.
I'm gonna take the time to dress.
But that's just me, I guess.
Anyways, you guys, King's Landing, Tyrion. Why couldn't you have stayed calm for once instead of flying off the handle? I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now.
Right?
I was my wicked for the week.
This might have been the first time Tyrion ever had like that father-son moment with somebody. Like being scolded by a father. Might be the first time in Tyrion's life.
I'm sorry. He does not, like, he is nothing but scolded by his father.
Nah, he's disrespected by his father. There's a difference. This was like, I'm scolding you in love. Tywin doesn't do that.
Well, don't worry, Tyrion. They really enjoyed your speech. I'm sure they'll talk about it for days after your head is in a basket. Congratulations.
Yeah, Tyrion had no regrets, though. None at all.
Shay really pushed it. Like, she really pushed it overboard.
Yeah.
Like, he was
Yeah.
like, I was a man on the edge.
And there was no reason for him for them to put her up on there.
No, it worked.
It sure did. He, do you think he was baited?
He was indeed baited.
By his father or his sister?
I know
Like,
who he was baited by in the end, but at the case here, I don't know. Either one.
Jen.
Probably Cersei.
Yeah. Okay, so you think Cersei like insisted, like, nope, we need
Yeah.
this last witness. We need it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Shay did wreck him completely. I'm so sorry for you, Tyrion. Hope it was worth it though. I would love to be able to tell somebody what I really think of them. That sounds freeing. But for now, I have a therapist.
At least you can still get it out, you know.
Yes. And my job pays for it. So that too. Jamie has a conversation with Tyrion about dying for pride that will come up later. In a different scene at a completely different part of the continent.
Okay.
But Tyrion does seem genuinely like shocked that Jamie is not going to be able to do it.
Which I don't understand. Like, and again, if you're picking a champion, like, why not pick somebody with both hands? My only thought is that I pick Jamie. They won't kill Jamie.
Yeah.
So, boom,
Automatic
saved.
win. Yeah.
That's the only like logic he could be having. Because it can't be like I'm picking my brother, the best fighter on the earth.
Right. Unless he just like does still believe in his brother that much that he's just like, how hard could it be to learn to fight with your other hand?
Look, my brother is an amazing athlete. If he ever loses a leg, I will not be picking him on my basketball team. Sorry, buddy. Ride the
Do we think, though, that Jamie said he couldn't do it because he knew who the opponent was? Like, if it was any other opponent, do we think Jamie would have been like, yeah, I can handle it?
Are we sure Jamie knows who the opponent is at this point? Well, I guess he does. He tells
Well,
him.
he
Never mind.
does.
Yeah,
He's,
he tells
yeah.
him. I don't know. I think that I feel like Jamie would do it knowing that that wouldn't be his opponent if he did it.
So you think if it was Jamie, she would be like, no, not the mountain. We'll do Sir Meron.
Correct. Are they? They call off, they call the whole thing off and just send them to the wall. And then Tywin works out a deal.
Okay. Jamie's not willing to take that chance, though, is
No, nobody's willing to take that chance.
So, Ginge, at this point, did you think, okay, Bronze up next?
Yeah.
Well,
Yep.
all right
I
then.
figured he'd be like, yeah, go get Bron for me. And then what do you know? He did.
Yeah, because we do find out who Cersei's champion is, and what did you think of the mountain?
That's what I said. This is the real
Yeah,
mountain.
this is the mountain. And this man looks like the mountain.
He
Yeah.
does. And
Yeah,
we
so
meet him
who
just killing dudes from the dungeon.
just having a good old time. And then old girl Cersei walked over all the guts instead of walking around them things.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'll walk on entrails to get to this dwarf.
Yeah, these ladies, man, they don't care about the bottom of the dresses. Like Cersei walked through that. Remember when Marjorie just
Marjorie
walked through like just hitting
walked
the
through the
streets?
shit in the street.
Like, they don't give a fuck. That's money.
Yep.
That's money, because I don't treat my sneakers like that.
Well.
I'd be dodging all that shit.
Well, amidst all this gore and violence, this is officially her champion. Does it matter who you're facing? I mean, look at him. Do
And
you?
what are we doing here? Like, what is the like? Are we practicing? Like, is
Right?
this
Like, this is not
like what is this?
He's having fun. That's his hobby.
Okay, sure. But who signs up for this? Like, who's like, oh, you know what? It's sign up day for the mountains hobby. Let me put my name on a list.
Those people were
Well,
those.
they're probably just criminals. Well, criminals.
Yeah, they were for sure in the dungeons.
Shit, man.
And they're like, we'll just empty them out onto your sword.
Yeah, they're getting a little full.
Yeah, I'm not leaving myself that day. I'm good.
Took him a lot of hacks to, I'm assuming, hack that man in half. Theon. I like guys who can hack people in half with one fell swoop.
For all we know, they're supposed to be sparring, and he's using a sparring sword or something, and still like fucking them up like that.
En route to the Vale, Arya is a super quick learner. Learns where the heart is, immediately
Yeah.
makes use of that. The practical test came very quickly, and she passed with flying colors.
Right.
Yeah, she was quick with it too.
A very quick draw. A very quick draw. But they walk, they come up on a dying man who's been raised, I'm assuming, by Lannister soldiers because they're still raising Riverlands. And the Hound does him a mercy.
Are we shocked that they told the truth about who they were?
No, because he was dying, so.
Yeah. And this is the first time somebody's asked her who she is in a while, and she said, I'm Arya Stark. Hey, girl.
I do like how we hear her name like that a couple times in this episode, like kind of showing who she actually is. So.
But this was also like a really good scene because this man is like very long in the dying, and the Hound's just like, don't you want it to be over with? But like, which one? The dying or life?
Yeah.
But yes, he shows her where the heart is. Home. Anatomically, it's right here. This is where you want to put that. And then, oh no, jump scare. Zombies.
Like, what the
That was
fuck?
definitely zombies.
It's like, what did this just turn into?
That, and like, ooh. Anyways, that guy quickly loses his life. And then Arya gets another name on the list. Just in time enough to take his ass out.
Yep.
Quick killer, quick learner. And also, they learn that the king is dead.
Nope.
And don't really think much about it either.
Nope.
Like, they did not look shocked. They didn't look like happy. Like, I don't, they had like no reaction to
Well, they had that look between each other, like, oh, wow. Oh, shit. It wasn't like an, oh, shit, but it was more like an, oh, shit.
I feel like we would have got the first one you did.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Now they should have been like, oh shit, he's fucking dead. Oh my God.
He's off my list.
He's off my list. Fuck the king.
Killed with poison at his own wedding. Could you imagine? So with the Hound being afraid of fire, kind of difficult to cauterize a wound. Although you ran that needle over the flame a couple times.
Yeah, like
Like, at least
she could
on
have
that.
took the stick, put it on fire, put it out, and then put it on him. Like, just heat that bitch up.
Yes.
You don't gotta actually put the fire on
I think that was just for.
him. Like,
But there was genuine fear in him. Like, he genuinely jumped back from her in fear.
that was the real jump scare.
Yeah, But he does attempt to sew up his own wound with all of the bacteria from that man's unwashed mouth inside of that hole in his neck. Super sweet, very smart.
Using, I don't know what he's using to sew either. Like,
Yeah, where'd he get this string from?
was it even string? Like, what the fuck even was that?
He might have picked the string off him, unless he had like a
That
purse on him.
was some thick string.
It might have come off of his like clothes.
Yeah,
It could
maybe.
have. It could have.
But yeah, Frankenstein's monster is afraid of fire, and there's no reward worth this. None. But Aria is very caring. Like she doesn't act like a brat. Like
Nah.
not so much a brat, but like, you know, a sassy little kid.
Is his name gonna be off the list next time we hear James?
I'm sorry, who's?
The hell? He had a good moment here.
Yeah, I would say I put in here that she's getting a little soft spot there for the hound, but I don't think she's gonna take him off the list.
Okay. So you still think if she had the opportunity?
I think she's gonna wait a little bit before she does it because she realizes she needs him.
She still needs them.
She really does. People just jump out of nowhere and bite your neck. That's
Yeah.
wild.
Before we stop here, the story with him and his brother was really good. Like, we kind of get the, like, he actually loved his brother.
He's such a he's very childish. Like I didn't take it. I was playing with it.
Yeah, I was playing with it.
I love it. It's very like you could tell like this transports him back to like a very particular moment, and like he goes fully there all the way.
Yeah. And
Great.
then you can tell he resents his dad because his dad lied for his brother. So, yeah, good
Yes.
moment. Good story.
Probably the best second son in the show. Well, I don't know. There's Tyrion.
Yeah, there is Tyrion.
But I mean, like, yeah, like look at what Tyrion's father has done to him. At least the Hound is still here. Could maybe take his brother out eventually. Maybe
And
he's back to King's Landing right now.
we do also have second son John as well.
Yeah.
Second son John.
Not Kat's second son, but whatever.
A second son.
Speaking of second son John, he's back in Castle Black, where I can't even believe there's room for the men that they have there with Alistair's fucking ego.
God damn, man. Alistair's the worst.
And here's what I put here for so as soon as he came out there talking about that, I was like, Arya, she got her list of people that she want to kill. I have a list of people I hate that I want to die off this show. He's near the
Gotta be.
top.
Gotta be. Like, at this point, who's over him at this point?
Like, great day.
Yeah, he's
Like, it's hard to, like, it's debatable.
like, first of all, Snow. Oh, you're back. Well, lock up that fucking mutt.
This is equivalent to Barristan going to Dany. It's like, we're about to go to war, but lock the dragons up.
Right?
Like, they're wild animals, put them away.
Exactly. Like this is a gigantic wolf
Yeah,
y'all.
like, let's not use this 8-foot fucking direwolf.
Right? But that's okay because he doesn't even believe there's 100,000 wildlings on their way here right now, and we should do something about that. Perhaps we should seal the tunnels. I don't know. You don't pay me to think, I guess.
Yeah, well, John's whatever he is. I
Stewart.
hope. Yeah, Stuart. He can't be making decisions like that. It's not his place. We leave that to the builders. The builder who knows John's right and is too scared to step up to Alistair.
I put that in here too. I was like, he definitely wants to side with John.
Yeah, I just wrote peer pressure. Because like, what duties are you gonna carry out if the wildlings get here and kill all of you? Because there's like 12 of y'all. And a whole
And winter's coming. Like, why the fuck do we want to go out there anyway?
girl, winter and giants with your cold rolled steel. What are we gonna like? Have you ever seen a giant? Have you seen a giant?
Y'all still gonna learn today.
I saw one time I saw a giant turn into an eagle and make it to a big game. So we'll see.
What you did there. I like that.
I see that too.
Anyway, closing in. Things are getting dire and nobody's listening to me. Oh dear. Yikes, 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 yikes. And remember what Jamie said to Tyrion about dying for pride. Alistair is willing to die and take all of these people with him.
Yep.
Not to mention the realm that they're supposed to be guarding.
Yeah, and he brings that up. Like, we can't do our job at the shit seal. Well, you're gonna let everybody die. Like, the wildlings are gonna get in. They're gonna not only take Castle Black, but then they're just gonna keep heading south and just wreck shit all the way down with them damn giants.
Period, right? Because you know when we really can't do our job? When we're dead.
Yep.
But you know, it's Alistair, so sometimes the hate you have for a man just trumps everything, I guess.
I will say, Jano Slint is talking really, really big. Really big right now. And
He is.
I need you to keep in mind, Jinj, how big Jano Slint is talking right now. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, keep that
Okay.
in mind.
Yeah. Remember. Yeah.
We'll draw a parallel to him. We've met somebody like this before.
I think I have an idea.
Okay. We'll get there. You know who won't be dying for pride, though? Bronn.
Yeah, fuck that. Smart man.
And he walked in here looking
Hey,
fresh, new
fancy.
fit, shower. That cape was lined.
Hell yeah. He's like, look at this shit.
But turns out he's got some new clothes and he's got a new betrothed, Lollies, dim-witted, in the book, also pregnant. But I'll take it. It's a castle and a lady. What do you got?
New.
So,
He makes some good points.
yeah, he makes a lot of good points.
Yeah.
How did this breakup hit you? Because Tyrion's broken up with a lot of people this season.
This
How did
I
this one
put in, I said this breakup gonna make me cry.
hurt? Because
Yeah.
like this is the first time, because like I guess I've always taken for granted like that this was easy for Bronn to do, to like make this decision. And then like after watching it this time, like at the end as he's leaving, I'm like, oh,
This was not an easy decision for him.
he is devastated.
Yeah, this is. I always thought that too. I always thought it was like an easy thing for him to do. Like, I'm Bron, I do my own thing. Like, fuck y'all. But no, like, he was hurt.
Especially after he openly talked about how he's going to murder his sister-in-law. But I credit to Bronn. I mean, I get it. He's like, I feel like at the very least he gave it a thought because he had a strategy.
And I think that Tyrion does respect it. Like, you could tell at the end, Tyrion's like, okay, I respect it. Like, you're right.
I
Why should you do this? Like, what's the upside for you? Even if you're to win, like, I'm gonna give you this theoretical Winterfell
Yeah.
that we don't even know is still standing at this moment, or who even has it.
No. So, is this the last time Tyrion and Bronn see each other?
I have written down four question form as well. Is this the final goodbye?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think that
It might be the
they
final time that Bronn, like, Like, he's not gonna, after this point, he'll never like fight for Tyrion again.
Okay, that sucks ass. Like, is this like the last time that Bronn is actually gonna be like, or is Bronn ever gonna be by his side again? But
Yeah, no.
yeah.
I think they'll see each other, but it won't be in that aspect anymore.
Think there's gonna be any animosity.
No. No, I don't think so.
Wow. What a friendship. Poor Tyrion. So at this point, did you think Tyrion was going to have to fight the mountain himself?
Yep.
Really? Because Bronn makes a good point. Like, if it's anybody, like, what is the upside? Because even if Tyrion wins, like, what's his next step?
Yeah.
Like, they're still gonna kick you out of fucking King's Landing.
Yep.
Just get to keep your life.
And do you think Tywin would really let, like, Tywin and Cersei would really just let him walk free?
Nope.
Nah. And it definitely ain't gonna be like, oh, you won. You know what? You're coming back to be master of coin again.
Right. Because, like, he won, like, when he won in the Vale, like, he walked out. He tossed that guard his coins and dipped. Like,
Yeah, that he's facing an unfair fight anyway. So, win, lose, or draw, like you got two people that want to kill you anyway.
Nope.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he'll find a champion. I guess we'll see. And Marine, Danny has found the best possible use for Dario Naharis.
Little horny thing. It's been a long time since Khal Drogo.
When he took his clothes off, he had that thing around his neck. He looks like a Chippendales dancer.
He definitely gives male stripper vibes.
But he swam a mile offshore to get you some flowers. Like, ugh, girl, please.
It wouldn't be me.
We're not going to mention that he just scaled a pyramid to get up there, though.
I was gonna ask you ever climbed through a girl's window in your life? Have you ever stuck into a house and climbed through a girl's window?
No, I don't think so.
Have you?
I have not.
I have snuck out of a back door though before our parents got home.
Climbing through windows where I draw the line, all right?
If I can't come through the front
Yeah,
door,
if I ain't walking through the door, like, ain't worth it.
like I'll wait till your parents are asleep. But I'm not gonna climb through a window.
Yeah, nah. For all that, just come to the car.
Anyway, I'm not gonna tell that story. Anyway,
Story? What?
no,
Have you ever had somebody come through the window?
but I
Okay.
would wait my and. My senior year, my boyfriend was in the Air Force at Langley and he would come home on the weekends. And so I would wait for my mom to go to sleep and then let him in. So then he would spend the night on Saturday and then he would leave early Sunday morning and then he would come back to take me to church.
That's wild. That's wild.
That's me. Anyways, guys. I feel a lot different about Dario and Danny at my big grown age of 38 now. This shit was cute the first time I watched it, and now I'm just like, yeah, just get that head, get that bread, and leave.
Yeah, we this scene's kind of like, yeah, you know.
I love it.
Like there's a way to introduce him as her lovest interest in this. Like there's different ways to do it. Do you?
I love this. The way she pours that wine and sits down, she's like, take your clothes off. Like, this is what I want from you.
I liked it.
Pull it out. Let's get to it so you can get out of here. Now, the scene after, though, Dario's walk of shame. That.
Shit, that ain't no walk of shame. That man was proud.
Yeah, he was.
And he ain't want to button up. He had time to button his fucking shirt. Like,
Yeah,
come
he
on now.
did.
He ain't want to button that shit. And then he made it. He was sure to tell Jorah that she was in a good mood.
Yeah, he did. I
Like
wish.
he said, yo, I put it down. She in a good mood now. Are you good, man?
I bet Jorah wish he had hit one more light on the way to work. Cause he got his feelings very hurt. So sorry for you, pal.
I feel bad for Jorah.
Do you? Because
Yeah.
I felt a little bad for him, and then he got in there talking shit about how she probably shouldn't trust Dario, and I remembered, oh wait, you
Seems
were a double agent.
the same way. Yeah. Or don't trust Dario, but like this was me just like a little bit ago. Like he was me. I was a Salesforce too. So like one and
Yeah.
the same.
Yeah, that's why he's mad. But she does this, she is gonna send him and the second sons back to Yunkai to retake the city and execute all the masters. Great plan. Great plan.
Wonderful. Wonderful plan.
And then she's like, you know what, Jorah, I ain't give it up to you. So let me just make you happy too.
I mean, he might have had a point. Like, yes, it was a little bit of pity, but also he might have had a point.
Did have a point. Which we talked about this previously.
Yeah. Although, like, I do hate some both sides bullshit, 'cause like again, they owned human beings. That's what they want to do again. That's what you're trying to stop them from. Like, it's hard. That might be my real line in the sand. Did you own people? I can't find anything good about you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, she decides to send his star as an ambassador. I'm sure that'll go well.
Like, why him?
I guess
That,
we.
see, this was the whole pity thing. Like, she just was thinking, like, who the fuck can I just send? And not really give a fuck. Oh yeah, him. We
No,
got him.
I think she's sending him because she showed mercy to him so he can relay that mercy to the other people.
Yes, I think so too.
Yeah, because this episode does have one of Danny's best quotes. Like, did either one of you put it? Oh, good. Because they can live in their old, they can live in the new world, or they can die in the old one. Like, I'm giving you an option. Which
Now
one?
that's the good thing that she did here is that she is gonna. Like she's not just sending this guy to change things. Like Dario's going, he's gonna give him an option and they could take it or leave it.
Exactly. Completely up to you. Especially now that you know what I did to the masters here in Marine, you know I'm not playing.
Yep. Well,
But
shit, she's been through Yonkai before, so they should know she ain't playing anyway.
she's very I don't want to say forceful. It seems formidable though. Like the way that she's handling things seems hard. Like she's going about it in a way that she needs to, but like she's also once again ruling over people who are grateful to her for her freedom, or like rich people she's trying to crush under her boot. Like
Yeah.
she's trying to keep them down. So that's just a little different from where she's supposed to be headed. Things are just like a touch different.
Is she just scared to go? Think she has like this deep down fear that she's gonna fail over there, so like, let me just run shit over here.
Maybe she's just waiting for the dragons to get a little bigger.
Okay. I mean, like, dragons are a big deal. That's true.
But where do you put the big dragons at? Until you get there.
Don't know if
We
feelings
go
either. And
chain them up
people
like
still.
Alistair.
Anyway, tell Dario that you changed my mind. You did it. That ought to piss him off. Get some good dick when he gets back here.
Keep sure satisfied.
I'm already a person who doesn't enjoy baths because it's basically just a soup of your own filth. But it seems like it would be extra awkward if the dude that I was fucking's wife came in to watch me.
Yeah, a
little
little bit.
bit.
A little bit. And you ain't got no bubbles in there. You ain't even all the way in the water. Like
Can't.
you just floating at the top.
Oh, but yeah, Melisandre, Solis is like the first wife in a polygamous marriage. Like where she's desperately trying to convince herself that she's cool with this.
Yes,
Yeah.
indeed.
Like, and did you happen to like slip him something to make him? No, girl, your man is just a man. Sorry.
Yeah. I
I
got no argument.
Anyways, she tells Selyse like how she does her little tricks and shit. That little black smoke one was interesting. Although, like, I feel like that black smoke we saw was definitely like the real thing.
Yeah.
But we also find out that Shireen has to go with them. Why?
Yeah, what's the plan for her, James?
I put down here, they going to sacrifice her.
She getting like what kind of sacrifice? We are we
Like
talking
it's gonna
leeches?
be no.
Are we talking
It's gonna be
like
like set up to where, because like right now Stannis is walking around defeated, and it almost seems like he ain't got no purpose anymore. Like he's, oh yeah, I'm the Rebel King, I deserve this, but really, he doesn't seem really convinced anymore. I think they're gonna use this to push him to get back to that.
okay.
All right, now, you know how Davos feels about Shireen, and like he already let, like, their first sacrifice was Gendry, and he let Gendry go. So like, is he gonna let them
No,
sacrifice?
he gonna try to stop him.
Yeah, all I gotta say is they better leave Davos in the dark. Like, do not let this
Yeah,
man know what's going
don't let
on.
him know what's going on.
Like, if that's your plan, don't tell Davos. Because I think Davos would kill for that little girl.
Yeah, that would definitely be his like last straw. He'd be like, I'm done with you, Stannis. You can't be my king.
So if he, because we know some of the magic is real, like we know some of it's definitely real.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily believe in the leeches, but let's say the leeches did work. Does this work if they do sacrifice her?
Yeah, I think it would.
All right. Interesting. All from a lady in a bathtub. Anything else?
My best idea is come in the shower, so I get it. We can relate.
I, for one, am very excited to announce the return of Hot Pie.
James, your boy, he's back.
Yeah, he begged. I actually liked him in this scene. It wasn't too bad.
He talks a fucking ton, though.
I mean, a
Like,
lot,
shut the
yeah.
fuck up.
But his passion for this food, though, I would like to eat his food.
Yeah, man. Like your name ain't Hot Pie for no reason. Like,
Like you can make a hot pot.
yeah, you better be able to bake something.
Oh, man. Just imagine, like, he could go on Top Chef. He could have a nice little TikTok in a different world.
Yeah, he
Yep,
could.
yep.
Anyways, let me tell you how I got this gravy just right, because you cannot fuck up the gravy.
Yeah, you cannot fuck up the gravy.
That's true, yes. You can't fuck up. I'm not a gravy person, but even I know you can't fuck up the gravy. But Brienne and Pod are staying at the inn. Hot Pie's there to serve them dinner and talk about kidney pie. And then she asks, have you seen Sansa Stark? No. What? Never heard of the Starks before. Let me, anyway.
Winter hell, the fuck.
Enjoy your food. Let me get out of here. It's, I mean, it shut him up. It worked. He
It did
left.
work. But I think Pod is right. Regardless of what the outcome is in the scene, Pod has a point.
Absolutely, Pod has a point. Yes, Pod has a point.
Like, don't be telling everybody what we're doing. You'll get us killed.
This time, yes, you got us wolf bread.
Yeah.
And some intel that Arya is with the Hound. Okay.
This time. Next time might be different.
All right, Ginge, first of all, what did you think of his wolf bread?
Much better than the first one he baked.
Way better. That was.
The dude has mastered his craft.
He has. That had detail.
It was.
That shit looked just like the sizzle.
It really did. It
Like
did.
it had the lines and everything. Like that shit looked just like the fucking sizzle.
I love too that she was just like, we're looking for Sansa. And then that night, he was like, oh no, I have to make this bread right now for her.
Yeah, right.
Get with her. But
That
yes.
bread probably stale as fuck. That bread's probably been sitting there for
Yeah.
like 3 months. He's probably baked that bread daily until he perfected
I love it. That's dedication to
it. It
you.
is dedication.
Good for you, hot pie.
He's like, tell her don't eat this shit because it's been sitting for 3 months. But here, just let her know I did it.
Hot pie is gonna get this Anna Michelin star before it's all over.
Right.
Anyway, they think that Arya might be headed to the Eyrie. Do you think Brienne is about to find a Stark or perhaps two?
Well, I think she's going. Well, at this point in the episode, yeah, I think they were gonna go to the Eyrie, and then she would end up finding Sansa because we know that she's there.
Okay. Okay.
But
But at
who
the
gets to?
end of the episode is a different story. Okay, so do you think at the end of the episode she's still gonna find a Stark girl?
At least
No.
not at Eyrie.
Okay. Okay. Got you. All right, well, we love you, Hot Pie. We miss you.
We do miss you, Hoppy. Hope to
Hopefully
see you again.
in King's Landing. Tyrion gets his champion. Hooray! Did you see it coming?
Hooray!
Oh, are you not? Are you not excited?
No,
Or
I actually am. I also I did kind of guess it a little bit.
you did. You did. You guessed Oberyn.
Yeah, we kind of led you to the water a little bit too.
We did because
Yeah, true.
they tried to telegraph it because, like, that last shot of Oberyn, like, sitting up when he's like trial by combat, and Oberyn's like, huh? And then, of
Say
course,
what?
once they told you it was the mountain, we've heard about him all season, mostly
Yeah.
from one person who wants to beat his ass.
Yeah,
Now there's
they have indeed set this up.
nothing between them but air and opportunity. Like, were you so? What did you think of the story he told? Because, like, and Tyrion's reaction to it.
Yeah, it was. I liked it. I liked that story a lot.
That story was really good.
Yeah.
I it kills me to hear that story every time because, like, Cersei is just such an angry little girl, and like, nobody tried to nurture that out of her. And now she's an angry woman, and she's gonna get the blood she came for. Maybe. Is she gonna get the blood she came for?
But imagine being Tyrion in that moment and then like hearing that story and just saying to yourself, like, damn, like I never had a chance. Like, I was doomed from the fucking beginning.
Yep.
Right? Never had a shot.
Really didn't. And like, oh, but Oberyn said, like, this is not a monster. He's not a monster. He's just a baby.
Just a baby.
He's not a monster. He's just a lion cub.
That was one of my quotes. I won't use it anymore.
You know who is a monster? The fucking mountain.
He is.
He is.
It's time to take care of him. Because, like, that's what the fuck I came here to.
So speaking of the mountain and Oberyn and all that, this is so random. So bear with me here. We like randomness on this podcast.
Yeah, we do.
I saw this Reddit post that was talking about like all HBO characters. Who is like the character that was cast that really depicts that person like perfectly? So we won't do all HBO, like, but who in this show depicts their character perfectly? Because somebody in that Reddit post mentioned Oberyn and Pedro, like how he like depicts that perfect person perfectly. But then you have like Tywin, Tyrion. So who do y'all think is like the best cast so far that we've seen? The mountain? This the mountain?
This mountain would actually look like a mountain.
This, like, aside from like the main characters, like the ones who have POVs, like the Starks and the like Tyrion and that, definitely this mountain. This mountain is scary.
Yeah.
Like, he looks scary.
But I would have to say like Oberyn probably is like
But yeah,
the
over and
best cast. Like that's like holy shit, perfect. Like
over.
he nailed it. Like he nailed that shit.
He did, and I didn't realize that he wasn't like super famous before.
Yeah. And that's what they were saying in the Reddit post. They were like, this is kind of what gave him his jump. Like him nailing this.
Because after
Nailing
this,
this
I saw him
thing.
everywhere, and I was like, what was he doing before this? And it was like nothing. Like his IMDb wasn't that long, and I was like, he's super famous, like just off of Oberyn, like, and now look.
Yeah, I would have to say the final two would be Oberyn and Tywin. Like those are the two that like really like
Yeah, I think
just nail it.
Tywin.
But in HBO terms, it will always be Tony Soprano. Like that's the perfect casting. Like that's
Well, I mean, he
top
made.
tier. You said what?
Who else was it? Like, he made that.
Yeah. Well, people say it's like either between him and then Omar from The Wire. So like Michael K. Williams from The Wire.
Hello. Omar.
Like that shit was like that one's a really good one too.
To be fair, though, Michael K. Williams, any role you put him in, because like Chalky on Boardwalk Empire, oh my God.
Never seen it, but his role in what's that show on HBO? Yeah, that.
I mean, rest in peace to Michael K. Williams. Like, I can't
You
believe
watched Lovecraft Country, didn't you, James?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe we lost DMX and the guy who could play DMX.
Right. Like put some makeup on his scar. Like he could be DMX.
Yes. Anyway, dream opportunity. Gonna get my fucking justice. Gonna kill the mountain. Is that how you think this is gonna go?
I don't know.
The
The thing is, like,
Oberyn
we
kind
really
of
haven't
skinny.
seen, yeah, we really haven't seen Oberyn fight either.
I mean, everybody said he's been like he's
Like, we saw his,
known
like,
for his fighting.
yeah, we saw his skills, like, at the beginning of this season, a little bit
Yeah,
with the
where
two
he
Lannister
took,
men.
yeah, but that he took them by
But that's,
surprise.
yeah, that's not really, like, trial by combat. Like,
Yeah,
each person knows what's coming.
that's not a duel.
Yes.
Yeah, of course he's not going to be like running at the mountain wildly flailing a weapon. So maybe the mountain won't be able to get at him.
All right, James, weapon expert here. Does he seem like a sword guy to you? Or is he like a fucking knife guy?
Nah, he could be like a. To me, he kind of gives off like a. He would use like a scimitar, which is like a curved blade that you would see like.
Like Dario had. Something like that. Like that scythe looking thing Dario has.
That Eric.
Nah, it's more like. You ever see no that you've never seen it, never mind. I was gonna say Indiana Jones
90,
and
95
Raiders of
percent
the
of the
Lost
time you
Ark.
ask me if I ever seen something,
Yeah, that's why I
I'm
was like, you're
not.
not gonna. But like a scimitar is kinda like a it's just a curved blade, basically. But it's like a skinny curved blade. That I feel like would be something he would do.
Oh, okay, I see it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of those like with like a it looks like a swashbuckler. And it doesn't I don't know, it looks more piratey to me.
Oh, one of those.
I was gonna say pirates could use them, but usually the kind I'm thinking of is like the Indian Empire back in the day. They used them a lot. I think it was Indians, like India Indians, not American Indians.
Obviously. Yeah. Okay.
I
That's
think that's what it
okay.
was.
That's a believable weapon for him, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's coming, so that'll be fun.
He also
Let's
kind of seems
just.
like he could be a dual wielding.
That's why I asked you, like, Sword Guy, or
Yeah,
like he looks like a dual wielding,
I can see him doing dual wielding
like
a
short
lot.
swords or something.
Yeah, or what? It's funny because he was that in Gladiator too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about nunchucks?
They around back then?
I don't.
They could have gotten them from Essos. A katana.
True.
I don't see him using a katana. I don't see anybody in Game of Thrones using a katana.
I just know weapon names, and I want you to know that.
Oh, okay.
What about a gun? Does he pull out the first musket?
Oh, man.
Imagine this motherfucker say, "Hold up." It's like putting the fucking black powder down. Oh man.
Well, I for one cannot wait until this duel. But for now,
Oh, before we go, predictions, James. Let's say he wins. What happens after? Because he has a list. It doesn't stop with the mountain.
yeah, but that I think it's just gonna just be the first name marked off his list, and then he's gonna try to figure out how to get the rest of them.
Because he did tell Tyrion, like, Cersei's the only Lannister he met, or the only person he met that went to Lannister dead like he does.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's still gonna kill them all.
Quite exciting. Quite exciting. Well, let's wrap it up in the Vale, where Littlefinger actually gets his hands dirty.
Littlefinger is quite the creep here.
Yup.
The reason why I say that is because, of course, Sansa being, Sansa and Robin being Art Robin, they get to arguing like children. He calls them children right then and there, and then he proceeds to kiss the child. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. Grooming.
Yeah, that's grooming. Fucking academics over there.
But first, before we get to Baelish, Robin's a psychopath,
Well, I
and
when you
Sansa
get
need to hit
breastfeed
him
until you're
again.
13, when you get breastfed till you're 13, like that's the side effects.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause she ain't producing nothing but dust at this point. Like, this is the side effects 'cause you're not nourished.
He's not a psychopath. Like, this is a kid that needs like an Adderall and some play therapy.
Well, look at his mom. Like,
That man need more than therapy.
He needs something. That's how children act out. Like I get it. I've got a kid like that that I have to calm down when he gets upset. Like, he's in play therapy to work on his impulse control. And that's what Robin Aaron needs. Impulse control.
he does.
Unfortunately, he doesn't have it, and that's why he gets the shit slapped out of him. Good for you, Sansa.
Do
Do
can we
it.
can we talk about the castle she built?
Her castle
I thought it
was
looked great.
It did. I'm not saying that it
so.
didn't. It was
Okay.
fucking amazing. Number one, timeline, time in Game of Thrones. Like, that shit should have taken her like 8 hours. Should have been dark by now. Number two, did y'all see the little spot of snow that she built that castle from behind her?
But also,
Like, they had a dusting. Like, come on now.
the snow is very important here, because the last time we were in the Vale, we did
It
not.
was, yeah, it was not snowing. I did write that down.
So,
Snowing in the Vale.
we know what's coming south. The wildlings are coming south. Winter is coming. Like, winter is moving south. We are getting pressed for time. Like, shit's getting real here. Anyway, I slapped this boy, he ran away, and now you're lying on my mother's name and trying, like, and yeah, here we are. Here we are, girl. 'Cause like he's like, yeah, I loved your mom. I could have been your father. And like he gains everything he needs from her in this moment.
And that was kind of creepy too. Like, don't tell a girl you could have been her dad. Like,
And
you could have been my daughter and then kiss her.
then kiss
Like,
her.
come on, man.
Yeah. Also hate the way he talks. Like he talks out the side of his mouth and he talks. And I hate
It's
it.
because he's doing that voice. It's like
I
the
hate
little
it.
finger voice.
So
it was so weird watching him in The Wire because like he talked normal. Like I
I
was fucking my mind was blown when I saw him in The Wire.
hate it.
He tells Sansa that, like, why did I really kill Joffrey? Because I loved your mother so much. I loved your mother more than anything. I loved your mother so much that I'm willing to kill my wife for her and for you. Look at what I'm willing to do for you. Do you see? You can trust me. I swear it. Also, I have a bone to pick with Liza and people like her who blame children for being abused. Like, be serious.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Why are we not looking at the grown adult man in this situation? Why are you mad?
And we saw the same thing. Like you had the same, you were just on the other side of the point of view that we had as viewers of the show.
Right? What? Anyway, Liza's a bird, so really good sigil for her. And she gets to fly.
Yeah, she gets to fly. What's the repercussions, James? What's coming? Like, are we tossing Robin down that fucking thing too? Are we making him fly?
No.
Does this nullify Robin and Sansa's marriage?
Yes. But I think it's because Peter's not gonna try to. He gonna be the her husband since he's now single.
Right.
Yeah,
So like,
indeed.
is there gonna be like, he's just like, 'cause Robin is the Lord of the Vale,
Right.
and she was his regent. So, like, is there going to be any repercussion for that? Because,
Yeah,
like, the
Peter really
only,
has no power.
yeah, the only witness to this is Sansa.
Right. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, this is a hard storyline to predict. Because you could say that this nullifies the marriage, Peter is gonna take Sansa for himself, but like what power does he have to make Sansa marry him? Like he has nothing really. Like she'd have to agree to that one. This can't be one of the ones where it's like
I mean, he's trying to manipulate her to doing that, so.
as it is, like, ain't no way. Like, I done seen you throwing your wife down the chute, buddy.
Yeah,
Like, it wouldn't be me.
but you did that to save me because she was gonna throw me down there.
Correct.
And then what happens when another prettier girl comes around? She's gonna throw me down there too?
You don't.
Yep.
He doesn't want a prettier girl.
And he's chopping down the family tree. Like, what happens when I have a daughter? And you just gonna go for her next?
Don't think he would go for his own daughter. Like, I think that's what.
Oh no, like he said, told Sansa, you could be my daughter that kissed her. So,
You lied on my mother's name. And you lied. Oh, what a monster. Anyway, I guess we'll find out what his repercussions will be soon because that's it for this episode. We made it. TJ, are we pouring out for anyone?
definitely pouring one out for Lysa. Rest in peace to the crazy bitch.
Rest in
We have the guy, I think his name is Rogue, right?
Roche.
Rogue. Roche. Roche. Pour one out for him as well. And I think those are only two of name.
Yes. And also for the dying man, he taught us a lesson.
He did teach us a lesson.
Yes. And pour one
And the
out for
zombie.
pour one out for Jorah.
Yeah. Jorah's heart. Rip. Rip.
Well, now for our quote segment. Stick it with the pointy end. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. So my first one's from Tyrion. When he's talking to Jaime, he says, talking about Tywin, he knows I'm innocent and he's willing to sacrifice me anyway. My next one is from Bronn while he's talking to Tyrion. If and may and could. Because there was a lot of that when Tyrion was telling him about the castles and everything else. And then, since we took my one, I got from Tyrion when he's talking to Oberyn. He says, I got every kind of filth down here except the kind I like. And that's it. That's all I got.
All right, Gingy.
All right. So my first one's from Tyrion to Jaime. You're the golden son. You could kill a king, lose a hand, fuck your own sister. You'll always be the golden son. The next one is from Arya to the dead man. Nothing is better or worse than anything. Nothing is just nothing. And then Bronn to Tyrion. If I wanted wits, I would have married you.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
And then Brienne to Pod, you're not interesting enough to be offensive.
Nasty read.
That was great. And then last is from Peter. I've only loved one woman, only one my entire life, your sister.
I wrote that one down too, but I knew somebody else was going to get that one. So I was like, I'll skip it since I went first.
Yes. Okay, so my first one is Arya and the dying man when she asks him, so why go on? And he says, have it. And then Bronn, when he's talking about fighting the mountain, maybe I could take him, dance around till he's so tired of hacking at me, he dropped his sword, get him off his feet somehow, but one misstep and I'm dead. Why should I risk it? And then, of course, Dany, they can live in my new world or they can die in their old one. And then Sansa, girls didn't take part in that where I came from. There's also a little look from her after that is going to stick with me for a while. And then Littlefinger, I'll send her away. I swear on my life, I swear to all the gods. Yeah.
Teaching her how to be a good liar.
Oh, and given the opportunity, what do we do to those who hurt the ones we love? I don't know. I guess we rank them probably where Gingy is going to rank this episode. Where is
The lowest number I could go was six,
it?
so
All
ding 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 ding
right. I'll get
ding.
there. Did it for you. But okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. All right.
I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at the ranking.
Yeah, you can't really. I mean,
No, it's all set up. This is a total
yeah,
setup episode. We
it
know
was.
what's coming next. We know we got the Wildlings going to Castle Black. We got Oberyn versus the Mountain coming.
And then we get whatever the come down is to prepare us for the next season. So 2, 4, and 5. I guess we'll see.
Yep.
Damn, that's a some rough spots. You're gonna be disappointed.
That is going to do it for this episode of Charges to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening. And you can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, Goode, everywhere. So, on behalf of my co-host, Genji, the Lion Tamer, and TJ, I am Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.